Radio Prague News. A Czech soldier serving in Afghanistan is reported to have been seriously injured in Friday's missile attack against the Shank operating base in Logar province. The Lower House has approved the government's pension reform, overriding the Senate's veto of the bill, and the head of Prague's National Theatre has been dismissed. A Czech soldier serving in Afghanistan is reported to have been seriously injured in Friday's missile attack against the Shank operating base in Logar province. The soldier, who was on the provincial reconstruction team, was airlifted to a military hospital in Kabul, where he is in the care of Czech physicians. There are currently some 300 Czech soldiers and civilian experts working at the base. The Lower House has approved the government's pension reform, overriding the Senate's veto of the bill. The legislation, which should take effect next year, introduces a so-called second pillar of the pension system, which will open the way for transfers of money from the state pension system to individual accounts in private insurance companies. People will also be able to transfer 3% of their social security insurance to private pension companies, on condition that they add 2% of their own. The opposition Social Democrats have criticised the second pillar for serving what they call only a select group of rich clients. Party leader Bohuslav Sobotka said his party would scrap the second pillar when it came to power. Culture Minister Alena Hanáková has dismissed the head of Prague's National Theatre, Ondřej Černý. A spokesman for the ministry said Mr. Černý had received a terse notice of dismissal on Friday morning, saying there had been no mention of why he was being sacked. Minister Hanáková's deputy, Martin Sankot, will run the theatre until a new head is appointed. Černý's mandate would have expired in March of 2013. The Lower House of Parliament has voted to give up MP David Rath for criminal prosecution in another case of suspected corruption. This case relates to manipulated tenders and dubious purchases at a number of central Bohemian hospitals. The motion was approved by 174 out of the 185 deputies present. The former central Bohemian governor, who is in custody facing corruption charges in connection with an alleged 7 million crown bribe, asked to be given up, saying he wanted to clear his name in court. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg is expected to undertake a working visit to the United States later this month, a Czech Foreign Ministry spokesman said on Friday. Mr. Schwarzenberg is expected to travel to the United States on September 20th, and a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been scheduled for the next day. The Czech Foreign Minister will later travel to New York to attend a session of the UN General Assembly. The mayor of Ostrava, one of the most polluted cities in the country, has called on the EU's Environment Commissioner to help in resolving the situation. Mayor Petr Kainar says the town is prepared to invest in a long-term strategy to improve the environment, particularly the quality of air, but would like the problem to be addressed on a broader scale. The mayor says that according to several independent studies, most of the air pollution plaguing the town originates in neighbouring Poland. Health statistics show that the air pollution in the eastern part of the country, particularly Ostrava, has resulted in a growing incidence of asthma and allergy problems. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weekend is expected to be mostly clear and sunny, with day temperatures ranging between 22 and 27 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.